Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this ordinary meeting of council, the Shire of Plantagenet, on Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026, commencing at 5:00 P.M. This meeting is being audio recorded in accordance with Regulation 14I of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. I also point you to the disclaimer and emergency procedures on the leading pages of this document for this building. The Shire of Plantagenet acknowledges the traditional custodians of our area and their continuing connection to the land and community. We pay our respects to all members of the Mening Noongar community and their culture, and to elders past and present. We have seven members and five staff in attendance. We have, now there's more members of the public just walked in and screwed up my count, so there's 14, I think now. 14 members of the public. Previously approved leave of absence, Councillor Josh Lebeck, away. And we move on to public question time. There's no response to previous questions taken on notice. And we move on to item 3.2 on page four of the agenda, to public question time. So is there any questions from the big group of the public today? No, no questions? Okay. So then we move on to item four on the same page: petitions, deputations, and presentations. So is there any petitions for a start? No. Any deputations? So I guess it comes down to presentations. So who wants to be first? Well, I'll name you. EPS, you want to go first? Yeah, fine. Just let her get warmed up there. So-
Down here?
Yes, on the speaker there.
Can I see that clock?
There's a little thing in the corner here that says, "Go, when it goes red, you've got to quiet." There you go. 5 minutes.
Hello. Starting now?
Yep.
All important information, I believe, is in the grant application. But what led us here? Firstly, though, what we have done to improve the hall. We've had the NBN connected, we've lined the bus drive-through to give us more room, purchased fridges, freezers, and ovens, and other kitchen appliances and utensils, also tableware. We've purchased a cool room, refloored the hall and craft room, $30,000. That was a state government grant. A grant submitted for the purchase of two commercial freezers has just happened. We purchased a seven-seater car for transporting seniors to and from the center. Albany City Motors assisted. We paid $9,000, and then after two offers of assistance that wasn't forthcoming, took out an interest-free loan of $30,000 from the Bendigo Bank. This loan will be paid out on the 3rd of December. On to now, I guess most people know about, well, older people anyway, will know about the New Age Act, the New Age Act. We were told no stay-at-home package holders would be bit worse off. Wrong. There are now co-payments required. We now have pensioners in our shire having to decide whether to pay for house cleaning, have meals provided, or have a shower. After much discussion and submissions to the federal government, from October this year, there will be no extra charge, the co-payment, for a senior to have a shower. Meals, yes, they can come up from Albany at $15-$20 per main meal, plus delivery. Most of these meals are prepared in Perth. Light and Easy, also prepared in Perth. Most of our seniors are country people, three veg and meat people. We can and are providing this, along with other tempting meals. When any senior comes out of hospital after anything major, many major problem, They are entitled to 6 weeks of respite provided by Silver Chain, including assistance with meals. Most time there are a few days' wait. We work, EPS, with the hospital social worker, Joe Carter, to provide free meals. We have also provided free meals to homeless people and the disadvantaged. We can do this as we have wonderful locals and people from Albany who donate fruit and vegetables weekly. In the beginning of this year, our volunteers processed over 100 kilos of fruit. So it's not just main meals we can provide, but desserts too. We have eggs provided. Yes, they are stamped, and some meat from the Cranbrook Shire, and that's also stamped. We have had locals, when they have had their own meat butchered, offering us meat too. But we cannot accept because it's not officially stamped. Compliance, we now have a compliance officer, Chris, up there, to make sure we do everything officially and legally. We can't just package meals with a sticker on top saying what's in the container. It has to have all the information on it. As a matter of interest, we have served 17,355 meals, mains and desserts since opening on the 20th of August 2020. In closing, I hope that you look favourably on our application for a cook so we can deliver Go for Meals. We are an ageing population. Under 5 minutes.
And it's good to see a well-presented presentation.
Could Sue please go back to the and state her name and organisation, because I don't believe that was said at the beginning, so for the record.
Yep. Yeah, well, that was actually my oversight. I'll put my hand up for that. Thanks very much.
Sorry, what was
state your name and organisation, your address, hair colour.
My name's Sue Etherington, President of EPS, and EPS, we hire the lower town hall.
Thank you.
Nothing else?
No, it's good. Thank you. We have at least one other presentation that I know about. So Ken up Community Men's Shed. If you'd like to come forward and state your name and address and who you represent. When Mr. Murphy presses the button, you'll have 5 minutes.
Thank you. Councillors, thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Alan Greenhalgh and I'm here on behalf of the Ken up Community and Men's Shed. Talk about a project that has a potential to make a lasting positive difference to the community. Kendalup is changing and experiencing steady growth. 2021 ABS figures place the population at 1,062, while the 2026 census is expected to show the town is now home to 1,140 people and steadily increasing. In addition, Kendalup draws from a wider rural catchment, increasing the current effective service population to 1,300 to 1,600 people. Regional planning benchmarks show that towns with 1,000 to 2,000 residents typically support community hubs and men's sheds, visiting medical and allied health services, youth and intergenerational programs, volunteer-led outreach initiatives. There is an unquestionable need for spaces and programs that currently don't exist. We are talking about dedicated spaces that help people connect, learn and support each other. The facility we are proposing is much more than a men's shed. It will be a community hub. A place designed for men and women, young people and seniors, families and volunteers. A place for community outreach programs, hands-on learning, intergenerational activities and community resilience. It will become the focal point for Kendalup, filling an unmet need and fostering friendships, a sense of community and unity. Importantly, this building will be a Shire-owned asset. It will sit on Shire land. It will serve the whole community while strengthening the Shire's long-term infrastructure base. Any new Shire asset requires essential services for the building to function safely and effectively. One of the most significant assets is the electrical supply. The current network in the area is inadequate, and upgrading and connecting three-phase power will cost at least $100,000. This is not an optional upgrade, it is a requirement for safe operation of workshop equipment, ventilation, heating and cooling and future community uses. And because this building will belong to the Shire, we are hoping the Shire can manage and fund this essential service connection just as it would with any other Shire facility. Practical civil works are also needed, such as the driveway, crossover and car parking spaces. These are standard in-kind contributions that local governments typically provide when developing community infrastructure on Shire land. They ensure the building is accessible, compliant and safe for all users. If the Shire could carry out these civil works, it would be of great value to the KCMS in our endeavours. KCMS wants to emphasise that these contributions are not only reasonable, they make economic sense. Investing in essential services and civil works now reduces future maintenance and upgrade costs, ensures the building is fit for purpose from day one, protects the value of the Shire's own asset, and avoids the far higher cost of retrofitting later. In other words, early investment is the most cost-effective approach for the Shire over the life of the building. Your support is also crucial for another reason. Lotteries West has indicated they will only fund 50% of the project. The other 50% must be sourced elsewhere. While some of our own members are digging into their savings and indicating their commitment to the project, we are also seeking funding from other sources. Nevertheless, a demonstration of meaningful commitment from local government is not only just helpful, it is a key that unlocks major external investment. This is a genuine partnership opportunity. Community volunteers, local fundraising, in-kind support and external grants will all play a role. The Shire's involvement completes the picture and ensures the project is viable, sustainable and aligned with broader community goals. Let me touch on what the community hub will deliver. It will provide a safe, welcoming place for people who are isolated or struggling, something especially important in rural towns where mental health challenges often go unseen. It will support young people who don't always find their place in sport, offering hands-on learning, mentoring and a sense of belonging. It will give retirees and seniors opportunities to stay active and engaged and socially connected. It will create space for workshops, training, wellbeing programs and partnerships with the Shire, schools, the Kendanup Progress Association, the Kendanup Town Hall, service providers and essential services. It will strengthen Kendanup's resilience, making a central place for coordination and support when challenges arise. Councillors, this is the kind of infrastructure that helps a small town thrive. It keeps people connected, it keeps people healthy, it keeps the people in the town, it keeps the town growing and thriving. Your contribution will unlock external funding, support, community effort and deliver a Shire and asset will serve thousands of residents over its lifetime while representing a long-term economic investment. On behalf of our volunteers, our families and the people of Kendanup, I urge you to support this project. Thank you for listening and for your ongoing support for the community, and I apologise for going slightly over time. Thank you.
It was only a couple of seconds. Well done. Thanks, Alan. I note Councillor Brown has joined us at 5:12 p.m. Is there any further presentations? Okay. Well, thanks for coming in and providing that information to us today. Disclosure of interest, item number 5 on page 4. I've got a couple of notes here which refer to a confidential item later in the meeting that's really for advice and duly noted. Is there any others? I have an interesting comment in the dams and water features item that's coming up shortly, and that's just advice again. Move on to item 6, the application for a leave of absence. Is there any applications, Councillor O'Day?
I'd like to apply for a leave of absence from 20th of June to the 28th of June, which would include the June meeting of the council.
Okay, thank you. Someone like to move? I've got Councillor Bell and Councillor Sheard. Anybody? Is there any dissent? No, that's carried. Thank you. Any other applications to leave? Okay. We move on to item 7.1, page 5. The minutes, the recommendation there. The remover? Councillor Sheard, seconder. Thank you. Okay, Councillor O'Day, Councillor Sheard, you need to Nothing to add, Councillor O'Day? Okay, is there any dissent? No items carried. Thank you. That brings us to item 8. Announcements by myself without discussion. Just note the passing of Mrs. Sis Sanis recently, aged 103. She contributed widely to many community groups through her long life, including the Cricket Club, Golf Club, CWA and many others. I just like that noted in the minutes. Come to item 9.1.1, the recommendation on page 12. Note that the documents were different now, so there was an updated copy that came through this morning. So is there a mover? Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Tyra. Councillor Clements.
Before my computer collapsed this afternoon, I actually did have time to read it, and I don't have a problem with it.
Thank you. Councillor Tyra? Nothing to add? I'll take a question.
Just checking that what was available on the website as part of the agenda papers to the public was appropriate and suitable without causing confusion, or that it is substantially different.
Mr. Murphy, I don't know.
The document circulated with corrections shown. The track changes document is the correct document.
Okay, is there any further comment? Okay, is there any dissent? Okay, that's motion's carried. Thank you. Just like to say a lot of work done on it, and I think we've reached a good place for it. So, well done to the staff involved. There's nothing in item 9.2, 9.3.1, the financial statements with a recommendation on page 16. Is there a mover? Councillor Bell, Councillor O'Day. Councillor Bell, anything to add?
No.
Councillor O'Day? No. Is there any dissent? Any questions? Okay, it's carried. Thank you. Item 9.3.2, the list of accounts, the recommendations on page 19. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements and Councillor Fraser. Councillor Clements, anything to add?
No.
Councillor Fraser?
No.
Okay. Any questions? Comment? Okay. Any dissent? Okay, so that's carried. Thank you. Move on to item 9.3.3, the reserve accounts item with the recommendation on page 23. Have a mover. Councillor Sheard, seconder. Councillor O'Day. Oh, sorry, I'll take Councillor Brown. She was just a smidge before. Councillor Sheard, is there anything to...
No.
Any comment? Councillor Brown? No? Okay. Is there any... questions? Quite a substantial bit of work and change here. Any comment? Any dissent? Okay, it's carried. Thank you. Move on to item 9.3.4 with the recommendation on page 29. Is there a mover? Councillor Bell, seconder. Councillor Clements. Councillor Bell.
No, I'm quite pleased that we can help these organisations out. I think it will go a long way, and particularly the EPS and all the others. So, yeah, good move.
Okay. So I'll just pause here. Councillor O'Day.
I'd like to move an amendment that has been provided to Nolene, where that the recommendation stops at point four, and that we would only deal with the applications under category 3. So I think Nolene has the wording for the,
can't read
the
it.
Changed. Oh, so essentially, my amendment is that Council approves the community grant program round two, category three applications as follows, which is 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that we would, and that's the end of that recommendation. I have somebody to have you want to.
And are you including that it be considered again at another period of time, or?
Yes, at the next
council meeting.
Next council meeting.
Okay, so is there a seconder for the amendment? Councillor Sheard? Councillor O'Day, would you like to speak on your amendment?
Just that there's substantial funds being looked at in the 3 years across that program, as was highlighted in the presentation by Sue. There is a lot of movement happening with aged care, and I think we should actually have a little bit more time to think about what the program is, particularly as we're only 2 weeks away from federal budget, which may provide further implications. So I think we need to be looking a little bit further at what is planned for it, and whether it is the best use of that, the funding, and if we could perhaps work with the group to put it out a little bit more, because we are talking about employment of a person, and it is a bit of a moving feast when it comes to providing food for the aged.
Councillor Sheard.
No, I agree with all that as well.
Okay, is there anybody that wishes to speak against the item? In other words, to leave it as it stands. Okay, anybody wish to speak for the item? Councillor Clements.
Although I did second it, I think there is some valid point there, because what we've got to remember is this is for a 3 year period. I think it's rather short sighted for us to start off on a large amount and reduce. We maybe should go back to EPS and suggest to them that they should really have a look at their ongoing costs and what it probably will cost them over the next 3 years, remembering that once this goes through, this is all they will be able to get for the next 3 years. So I think it might pay to go back and talk to EPS about maybe shifting the boundaries a little bit.
Okay, is anybody else wish to speak for or against the item?
The amendment.
Sorry? The amendment. The amendment. The amended amendment, yeah. Okay, well, we'll take a vote on the amendment. All those in favour of the amendment? So it's, I can't see Rosie. What's Rosie doing? So we've got 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven. Okay, so seven and those against one. Thank you. So the amended motion now becomes the substantive motion, removes item five to bring it back. So just a bit of clarity, it doesn't get rid of it completely. It will be reworked. So we now have items 1 to 4, the substantive motion. Is there any further discussion? Okay, nothing further. Is there any dissent on that now substantive motion? Okay, the item's carried. Thank you. Councillor Bell, sorry? Okay, well, we'll take a formal vote. So all those in favour of the new motion? So that's 7-1. Thank you. There's nothing in 9.4 under executive services. There's no notices of motion and no new business. That brings us to three confidential items which will require the public to leave the room. And so we'll take a motion to close the doors. So Councillor Clements, Councillor O'Day, all those in favour of closing the doors? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. So just to reconvene, we're back in to normal order now, and to make the announcement on the first item of first confidential item. You were here, I think, for those that one. So the matter was resolved without dissent. The second item, we had three names put in place, and they were myself, Councillor Liebeck, and Councillor O'Day. And the panel will be formed and we move forward on that. On the third item, the resolutions were passed that council, in relation to the Facebook post made by Councillor Bell referring to GRV and UV rates on the 15th of August, endorses the finding of the Behaviour Complaints Committee. Councillor Bell was in breach of the Shire of Plantagenet Code of Conduct, Division 3, Behaviour, Part 8, Personal Integrity, Parts 1A, 1E, and Part 9, Relationship with Others, Parts 1B and 1D, and endorses the plan to address Councillor Bell's behaviour in relation to the breach that he attends further training. And that was the first two items that were passed. The third part of that original recommendation was taken out and is a confidential attachment. And it reads, and this was also passed, that council endorses the action outlined in the confidential officer's report in accordance with section 5.1051 of the Local Government Act 1995. So that's the outcome of the confidential items for today. That leaves us with item 13 on page 34, and that's to close the meeting at 6:14 p.m. Thank you for your attendance and time this afternoon. I know it's been a difficult session. Appreciate the comments around the room this afternoon. Thank you.